In this bulletin, three deaths and 1,164 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 in New South Wales. 76 coronavirus cases in Victoria. And in tennis, Australia's John Millman eliminated from the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales has had another 1,164 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and three additional deaths. A woman in her 50s who had underlying health conditions has died at Campbelltown. A man in his 80s and one in his 90s has also died. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says an outbreak at Parklea Prison has grown with another 43 cases.
All of the new cases are inmates, meaning there was a total of 74 COVID positive inmates and one staff member. The prison is in lockdown. And appropriate public health action is occurring. There's vaccination going into the prison, there is infection control, practitioners on site.
54 cases have been detected in western New South Wales, including 32 in Dubbo, 8 in Bourke, and 4 in Wilcannia. Victoria has recorded 76 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, with 45 linked to existing outbreaks. There are now over 1,000 venues on the list of COVID-19 exposure sites, including several apartment buildings in Melbourne. Doctors have called for mandatory coronavirus vaccines for all health workers, including cleaners, receptionists and contractors. Australian Medical Association President Omar Khorshid says the numbers of infected frontline workers are worrying, with several clusters now linked to hospitals. The AMA wants nationally consistent public health orders to mandate vaccinations for all health workers as soon as possible. Aged care workers will be required to have at least one vaccine dose by September 17. European Union governments have agreed to remove the United States from the EU's safe travel list, meaning travellers are likely to face tighter controls, including COVID-19 tests and quarantine. Israel, Kosovo, Lebanon, Montenegro and North Macedonia have also been taken off the list. The list seeks to unify travel rules across the bloc, although it doesn't bind individual EU nations, which are free to determine their own border policies. It comes as the head of the World Health Organization's European branch, Hans Kluge, warns of increased transmission across the continent. He says more needs to be done to combat stagnation in vaccine uptake.
Now that public health and social measures are being relaxed in many countries, the public's vaccination acceptance is crucial. If we are to avoid greater transmission, more severe disease, increases in deaths, and a big risk that new variants of concern will emerge. Vaccine skepticism and science denial is holding us back from stabilizing this crisis. It serves no purpose and is good for no one.
33 countries of the 53 in the WHO Europe region have reported an increase in case counts of 10% or more over the last 3 weeks. The Taliban are poised to take full control of Kabul Airport as the United States completes its military withdrawal. An unidentified Taliban commander has released a video saying the US had removed or destroyed most of their equipment.
This is the aircraft of the Americans, taking American forces. Only this runway is controlled by the Americans. The Taliban are not going forward. A small number of Americans are left. Based on information, this runway will also be captured by the Taliban this evening. Over on that side, there is a small civilian plane ready to fly. The airport is completely empty. They have taken all their military aircraft. In the air, a drone is flying for their security. It looks like today is the last day of the invasion.
And in tennis, John Millman is the first Australian eliminated from the US Open after crashing out in straight sets. Millman is ranked world number 43. Well, now today's weather. Perth, showers and 21 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, also 21. Similar conditions for Melbourne and 21 degrees. A shower or two in Hobart, 19. Canberra, mostly sunny, 18. Wollongong, sunny and 23. A sunny day in Sydney too and 23 degrees. Similar for Newcastle, a top of 24. 27 degrees in Brisbane and a mostly sunny day. Some showers in Cairns and 28. And Darwin, sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.